Kaya Biz with Kukuletu Mfupi from 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya FM, home of the Afropolitan.
Alan Gray, helping you secure your future. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Well, 2020 has been a difficult year for, you know, all South African households. COVID-19 has meant that many of us have lost some or all of our income, placing additional strain on a country with high levels of debt and unemployment and a poor culture of saving. As Black Friday approaches, kicking off the annual festive season spending splurge might entice you to spend a little bit more than you have, or perhaps you've been thinking about how do you relook at 2021, considering some of the lessons that may have been learned as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. But to talk to us about some of the ideas that you can implement in order for you to have better relationship with your money, we're joined by Tamron Lamb, who is the head of retail distribution at Allan Gray. Tamron, thank you so much for your time this evening.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me.
2020, I'm sure, you know, most of the Kaya FM listeners can attest that it has been really tough. I mean, what are some of the biggest lessons that, you know, one can take away from this year? I mean, I know most people are probably counting down and hoping that it comes to an end. I mean, it's November 17th, but still.
I know. I think we're all counting down and hoping that we can turn our backs on 2020. And I think tough feels like the understatement of the century. So I guess what are the biggest financial lessons is what I guess you're asking me. I think I've learned lots of lessons about myself and the family, and but I'll focus just on the financial lessons. And maybe there's three, actually, that I would share.
Yeah.
The first is that it has really reinforced to me how important it is to have a financial plan. And, you know, I know that sounds a little bit crazy because this has been the year where all the best laid plans just kind of went out the window. But I think it's really reminded us this year that recurring disruptions to lives and our livelihoods is actually an unfortunate part of life and history. But if you kind of know where you want to go and where you need to be financially, and if you've got an idea of, you know, where you are today and how you need to get to your future end goal, when you do encounter those inevitable bumps in the road, you're able to act so much more rationally, because you've got the tools and the levers sort of within your plan to say, okay, well, I need to stop this and I must start that and I need to cut back on that. And it just helps you kind of regain control in these environments where we feel a little bit out of control. And then I think the second would be, it's a little bit of philosophy I have in life generally, which is, you know, I hope for the best, but I try and prepare for the worst. And goodness, this year has made you realize you need to actually prepare for those really tough times. And the one key tool in that is to have an emergency fund. And there's lots of different financial literature out there that tells you how much you should have. But at least, you know, 3 to 6 months of your monthly expenses is a really good buffer. And that just helps you with that liquidity and could get you through those tough times. And you don't have to make those knee-jerk decisions like, you know, moving out of your home or kind of selling assets. And then the third is a financial advice lesson, but it's a personal one too. And perhaps this year we've realized how lonely the kind of journey can be and how sort of social isolation is a real thing. And that's got a very important parallel to when we think about our own financial stability and our own financial success. Is that you actually need someone to help you and you need advice. And if that's a friend or a family member, then that's great. And if you don't have someone in your immediate circle to bounce ideas off and help you kind of anchor on those longer-term goals, then you know, we would strongly recommend an independent financial advisor.
I'm curious about the lessons you've learned, because the reason I ask that is because I think COVID-19 and, you know, the entire lockdown period where we were isolated from our loved ones, I think most people, we got to understand that we're all human, we're all in this together, and we kind of have to hang on to each other. And you don't really want to create that impression that, you know, even though we have all these amazing people who come on the show and who share their advice, at the end of the day, we're all human and we all go through the same, you know, challenges and the same issues. I'm curious about your, you know, lessons that you've learned, and perhaps some people might take away from some of that and it might resonate with them.
Yeah, and to be honest, those three lessons I just gave you about what are mainly financial lessons, they were definite lessons that I applied to my own life. And it really reinforced the importance of it. I think I also realized how little you really need and how important personal connection is to me. And I, as I say that, it sounds a little bit trite because I'm pretty sure that everybody on this call is going to feel exactly the same. It's going to feel exactly the same way. But it did make you think very hard about what was important to you and what you kind of needed to do to make sure that you could get there.
We often talk about, unsecured loans and credit cards, especially over the festive season and the new year. The long-term costs of, tapping into those sources, I mean, even when you take into consideration COVID-19, where your financial, resources may have been disrupted a little bit, I mean, is there a way to be able to come back and fix that if you had to tap into unsecured loans out of, not having a choice?
Look, there's always a way to sort of take control of your finances, and you just have to figure out what the day-to-day steps and actions that you need to take. So what do I need to do today to get into a situation where I can pay off that unsecured loan that I needed to take out in X number of months or years? And it typically involves some really hard decisions around kind of curtailing your spending or, forfeiting something that you would have liked to have spent your money on. But I think when people are thinking now about going into the festive season, we've also had such a tough year that we're probably thinking to ourselves, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, we're sort of counting down until the end of the year, and we all frankly need a little bit of a break and a treat. But just before you are about to think about that credit card extension or that unsecured loan for the festive season spending, sort of reflect back on some of the lessons that we've learned this year and just try and remember the difference between good debt and bad debt. And all kinds of debt borrow from your future self, but some of that borrowing from future self can be into an investment that actually gives you tangible benefits, and some of it doesn't. And unfortunately, bad debt is the debt that we spend on consumption, that item that we didn't really need and could have waited to actually procure. And just remember, a lot of this unsecured debt, when it's for consumption and not for something that was like absolutely necessary, the high interest rates, you end up paying often multiples of what the actual purchase price of that investment was, or that particular good or item.
If one is lucky enough to have received a bonus or a 13th check at this time of the year, I mean, what are some of the things you could consider, doing with it?
Yeah, so I mean, as I've said, I you're probably going to guess my answer. Try and think long term again. So pay off that debt, invest towards your long term retirement, and then consider, okay, what's left over, and what can I do with what's left over? Let me put a budget together. Maybe there are a couple of items I need, and really kind of apply that mantra that I think Warren Buffett used to say, which is spend what is left over after you've saved and invested. I just added in the invested. I think he just said saved. Instead of saving what is left over after you've spent. Just first think about, have you got that plan in place? If you don't have that plan, can you get some help to get that plan in place? And then structure, almost like your priority of needs and goals, and then apply that with any kind of sort of excess bonus or 13th check or anything that you get.
I mean, even though we're hearing these announcements, from, companies such as Moderna or Pfizer with regards to their vaccines, the pandemic is still not, quite behind us. I mean, how do you then approach a more long-term financial view, despite the uncertainty that still lies ahead, at least for another year or so?
No, there's definitely a lot of uncertainty still out there. The pandemic, may be in late stages, but the reality is the economic effects of the lockdown measures to curtail the pandemic, have not yet been fully felt. So there is definitely uncertainty. But I think, it's probably also true that there's always uncertainty. I mean, we don't know what the future will hold, even when the current scenario looks really rosy. I mean, who was predicting COVID on the 1st of January? that we you know, in hindsight, perhaps we should have done if we'd been, I guess, watching the Chinese news. But we can't predict what will happen. So I guess your question was, then, how do we think long term when we're so focused on this uncertain present and uncertain possible kind of next few years? So actually, you just first of all, you should say, you know, I actually can't predict what that outcome will be. And no one can really, and certainly not with any degree of certainty. So rather just focus on what you can control, not what you can't control. So figure out your plan, and I know I keep repeating that, but it really does help anchor your goals and your day-to-day decisions. And then actually say to yourself, okay, well, if I need to put together a savings portfolio or an investment portfolio, and let me think about putting that together in such a way that it will weather the storms. And it'll actually do well in a range of possible future outcomes, irrespective of whether or not those future outcomes are uncertain or not.
Mm. I know Ellen Gray is currently hosting a free personal investing 101 webinar series, and the next session is next week, Thursday, November 26th, and it's titled Your Role in Your Investment Success. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so it's a six-part series, and this is actually the fourth sort of edition in the webinar series. And this particular topic is very interesting because it's quite related to what we've been talking about, because we basically say, look, it's your investment manager is a key part of you achieving your goals, but another really key part are the decisions and actions that you can take and that you can control. So we want to talk about kind of the role of investment managers, the role of the decisions and actions that investors can take, and really what is your role in your investment success, as you said. And if anyone listening is kind of interested in signing up for this webinar and perhaps the following two webinars, then the best is just to send an email to the following email address, which is circleoffriends, one word, at alangray.co.za. We'd love to have you on them.
Tamron, and absolutely amazing talking to you. Thank you so much for your time. That is Tamron Lam, who is the head of retail distribution at Ellen Gray. Helping you secure your future was brought to you by Ellen Gray. Ellen Gray is an authorized financial services provider. It's just come to the end of the show. I've had so much fun being with you guys, and I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much to all of our guests and for tuning in. And if there's any part of the show that you have missed, you can always go to kfm.co.za. That's it for me. I'll be back tomorrow standing in for Google Tumfupi once again. Good night.